Hey everybody, this is Hunter Williams. I hope you are doing amazing wherever you are at in the world. Today's video is actually going to be a re-upload of one of the few videos that I actually had saved on my old computer, and this is going to be a comprehensive guide of tesamorelin. So tesamorelin is a very popular growth hormone stimulating peptide that you can use, and this is going to be my old video just talking about everything that you need to get started with tesamorelin. So it's going to include the background on tesamorelin, where it was developed, how it was developed, how you can use it if you're just getting started, what dose to use and everything. And don't forget that I have the instructions on how to use tesamorelin as far as how much water to add to the vial, how much to dose, how much to pull on an insulin syringe if you download the peptide cheat sheet. Don't forget, I've also got those other links to my supplement sources, courses, and all of that good stuff. And if you would like to work with me one-on-one, there's links down in the description for that as well. So hopefully this is helpful. And if you want me to continue uploading some of my older videos, as well as including new videos that I'm going to be making, because I have a ton of content planned, I'm just slammed right now with trying to get a lot of stuff written and books that I'm working on and different webinars that I'm working on with Jay Campbell and everything. So, let me know your thoughts in the comments below. YouTube has also been doing a thing where as soon as I publish a video, even though I tell it to allow comments, it will automatically disable the comments. So I think either one of two things are happening. Either I'm just targeted again and they're letting me upload, but they're not letting people comment, or someone is going in and flagging my videos for whatever reason because they don't like me. I don't know. But anyway, if the comments are not on this video, I will make sure within the next like 24 hours to try to go in and manually turn them on, because it will let me go and manually turn them on. I don't know how long they'll stay, but for whatever reason, they do not want people commenting on my video and me being able to answer comments, because I know you guys ask a lot of really good questions below. So as always, the best way to stay in touch with me to get the best information is to sign up for my email list, which you will automatically do when you download the peptide cheat sheet and opt in with your email. So again, thank you guys so much. Let me know your thoughts on this one, but this is going to be everything you need to know about tesamorelin. So I'm going to go ahead and cut to the video, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Screen, and we will get into it. So tesamorelin. So what is tesamorelin? Basically, it is a synthetic form of growth hormone releasing hormone, or GHRH, which is a hormone that stimulates the pituitary gland to release growth hormone. So it's specifically designed to reduce excess abdominal fat in HIV infected patients who have lipodystrophy, which is a condition characterized by an abnormal distribution of fat in the body. And this is used via subcutaneous or sub-Q injection. Now, the reason that this was developed was for HIV patients, because HIV patients, I didn't know this until I did the research about tesamorelin myself. They basically will have excess fat that builds up around their belly, and it doesn't have anything to do with their diet or their lifestyle or anything like that. Basically, it just has to do with the disease and how their immune system responds. So in HIV-infected patients, antiretroviral therapy can lead to metabolic abnormalities, including lipodystrophy, which can be stigmatizing, but also the excess fat on the body can cause health risks. So tesamorelin has been shown in clinical trials to reduce visceral abdominal fat, an effect that may be beneficial in managing metabolic health in these patients, and also managing metabolic health in other people, because it works so well in them. So after undergoing clinical studies, tesamorelin was approved by the FDA in 2010 for the treatment of HIV-associated lipodystrophy. So the drug is marketed under the brand name Agrifta, and approval was based on the outcomes of clinical trials, which showed a reduction in visceral abdominal fat, with the caveat the benefits need to be weighed against potential risks such as glucose intolerance and other side effects. We'll talk about that later. Since its approval, tesamorelin has been the subject of further research to evaluate its long-term efficacy and safety, as well as its potential. So how does tesamorelin work once it's in the body? Again, we're going to inject this subcutaneously. So what does it do? When we inject, it's usually into the abdominal area, and this allows for more direct entry into the bloodstream compared to oral administration, which would be subject to the peptide degradation in the digestive tract. And after injection, tesamorelin is absorbed and transported to its site of action, which is the pituitary gland. And when it goes to the pituitary gland, it acts as a growth hormone releasing hormone agonist, stimulating the release of growth hormone. So basically, it's telling the pituitary gland to produce more growth hormone, which in turn is going to have the side effect of burning more fat and getting rid of that visceral fat around the belly. So how does it work as far as metabolism? So it's likely to be metabolized into smaller peptides and amino acids. And we're still trying to work on like how the molecules get broken down.
As far as excretion, so the metabolic byproducts are generally excreted by the kidneys, although specific information about the rate manner might not be fully understood yet. And half-life, so the half-life of testosterone varies, but in general, is a range of several minutes to a few hours given the nature of the peptide. So the short half-life necessitates frequent dosing to maintain therapeutic levels, typically once daily via sub-Q injection, which we're going to talk about as far as a dosing schedule and how to use it in a minute. What are the benefits? So basically the main benefit is going to stimulate growth hormone release. So after we do sub-Q, like we said, it enters the bloodstream, goes up to our pituitary gland, and it binds to the GH-RH receptors in the pituitary gland release, triggering the release of growth hormone into the bloodstream. So we're basically using testosterone to go to our pituitary gland and say, hey, pituitary gland, release more growth hormone, and then that growth hormone goes into our bloodstream, and we get the benefits of having increased blood growth hormone in the blood. Now, what does this mean? So growth hormone, once it's elevated, will stimulate the liver to produce IGF-1 or insulin-like growth factor 1, and both GH and IGF-1 play a role in various physiological processes, including the metabolism of carbs, lipids, and proteins. Other words, carbs, fats, and protein. So how does it affect fat metabolism? So growth hormone influences the metabolism of fats by breaking down triglycerides and inhibiting their uptake into adipocytes, which are the fat cells. This helps reduce visceral fat. So this is particularly relevant in the context of these guys with lipodystrophy, but also could be beneficial in people that are obese. When we reduce visceral fat, specifically via the use of testosterone, it helps in the abdominal region specifically, and obviously visceral fat is associated with all-cause mortality, right? It's important to note that while testosterone stimulates release of growth hormone, it can also activate feedback mechanisms that might regulate or limit excessive GH release, and so this is body's natural regulation of hormone levels. So as opposed to using exogenous growth hormone, you're always going to kind of reach a ceiling in which the body will produce growth hormone. Now, testosterone will obviously increase the amount that you have in your body, but you're only going to get so much. So that is kind of like the trade-off of using testosterone versus growth hormone that you're going to get. Now, what are some of the side effects? Potentially we're going to have joint pain, muscle soreness, which is rare. But you know, probably the biggest one that people would complain about is elevated blood sugar levels, because when we release growth hormone, if we have too much, can affect how insulin and blood sugar interplay together. Now, I wouldn't be so worried about that with testosterone as opposed to megadosing growth hormone exogenously, but to help with that, I would recommend pairing metformin alongside the use of any growth hormone agonists such as testosterone or epimorelin or any of the other ones that are out there, just because it's part of a healthy lifestyle. You know, even if you weren't using one of those, you would still want to use metformin. Sometimes people will complain of slight difficulty with falling asleep, night sweats, itching, redness and itching, the site of ingestion, or muscle aches. And again, those are just kind of your standard peptide side effects. Testosterone, as far as things go, is a very low side effect peptide, in my experience. Now, what is the dosage? So basically, what we're going to do for a standard dosage is 1 milligram injected subcutaneously at night before bed, but at least 90 minutes after your last meal, and 1 milligram injected subcutaneously upon waking in the morning, ideally before fasted, cardio, or exercising. Now, if you can afford it, that's what I do. The only thing with testosterone is it's pretty expensive. And if you're going to use it at that dose, you likely could get pharmaceutical grade growth hormone for the same price. Now, I will say that in my experience, pharmaceutical grade growth hormone will beat testosterone every day. Testosterone is amazing, but growth hormone is just going to be better, especially over time. And if you're looking at it at a cost basis, because it is expensive as a research chemical to make sure that you get real testosterone, you get 2 milligrams a day. Most vials are 5 milligrams. So you're going to go through a vial in 2.5 days. That being said, if you're using it 5 days on, 2 days off, that adds up, to anywhere between $300 and $400 a month. So you can do just 1 milligram per day and still get really good effects. And if you were going to do that, I would do it at night. Just simply because it's going to help with your deep sleep, and that growth hormone pulse is going to help with deep sleep. And then obviously too, you'll get benefits if you do fasted cardio in the morning. And for women, so that would typically be for men, but for women, you're going to do a once a day injection of 1 milligram of testosterone. And this is going to help a lot with sleep and nighttime growth hormone production. In my research, I came across, and this was on Jay Campbell's website, Ben Greenfield likes to use testosterone on a 5 days on, 2 days off cycle, which I highly recommend. And he injects 1 milligram subcutaneously in the morning while right before fasted cardio. And in my experience, I would say use this for no longer than 60 days before taking at least a week-long break to cycle off. You could even do 8 weeks on, 8 weeks off, and then cycle in another one in between that, or you know, cycle in something like 5-amino or ipamorelin, just to help the receptors basically refresh their sensitivity to the peptide. And for most people, it's going to take about 4 to 6 weeks to see noticeable changes in body composition. So it is one of those things, you're not going to use it in 2 weeks and be like, whoa, it just torched fat. Now you will get results, but to get optimal results, you really want to use it for at least 4 to 6 weeks. And that's why I say go 8 weeks on and then take 8 weeks off. So that is all we need to know about tesamorelin. It's very simple. Again, like I said, most of these, I think Limitless Life Nootropics sells it in a 5-milligram vial. And just to throw this in for ease of use, if you were going to get a 5-milligram vial and you want to do 1-milligram dose at a time, you'd put 1 cc of water in it. Now it's 5 milligrams per milliliter. And if I wanted to inject 1 milligram, well, that's 1/5 of the vial, which is now 1 milliliter solution. So I would do 20 units on a 100 unit insulin syringe because that's 1/5 of a milliliter or cc. So very easy math, but if you need help, comment below and I'd be more than happy to kind of guide you in the right direction with that. But tesamorelin, a great peptide to use, definitely one of the best, I would say probably top 5 peptides out there to use. So hopefully that was helpful to you guys. Again, if you have questions, reach out to me, and as always, you can reach out to me directly for coaching. Link will be down in the description, and I will talk to you guys next time. Peace.